What skills or qualities would you say are the most important in a filmmaker?
The ability to visualize is really, really important. Again, because it's a visual medium. Being able to sort of imagine how things go in your mind before you actually get there is really, really powerful.
Do you storyboard things, like physically in real life?
Or? So that's an interesting part of my process is mm-hmm. that since I really am a documentarian, which is basically a storyteller, it's leveraging my clients, my subject stories and helping them get it out.
Yeah.
And so I actually, when I film what is called B-roll, which is basically all the imagery side of the, let's say I'm doing a subject, I do a lot of work in the wine industry. We'll go and obviously film the vineyard team working out in the vineyards and all of that kind of stuff. And that will largely be what you physically see while you hear the people that have been interviewed telling their story or the story of the wine or the story of the winery. And when I do that, it's largely you show up at a location, you don't have control over what people are going to do or what they're trying to do. Your job is actually to really make a film out of what you actually experience, and right. what you see. And that's kind of where my love of cinema and my crew as well, we have this intense knowledge of films that we have seen before. And so we can see images and know how to film it in a manner to be able to make it really filmic so that you capture that moment and then you can naturally integrate it into the film. So at this point, I don't really storyboard because I don't fully know what's going to happen. I come up with shot lists and in an ideal scenario, these are the things we're trying to capture. But I really like kind of a reportage style, which is I like to show up in the real environment and get people to forget that we're even there filming them so that they will naturally just interact with their environment. And that's where you get kind of that core truth. You can really see how somebody does what they do or cares about what they do.
And how do you choose which projects to work on?
So it's been a really interesting thing to learn about is, you know, when I started, I was really just looking for work. We would take almost anything if somebody was willing to pay us to be able to make a video, because obviously I had to, in case anybody hasn't noticed, pretty expensive place to live.
Yeah.
And so, at the end of the day, you got to make some kind of money. And so it was interesting, like, for those first 5 years, we did all different kinds of things. I mean, I did everything from explainer videos to comedic wannabe viral videos to music videos, movie trailers to a lot of these sort of documentary style pieces. And so what I found through years of doing this is that we're really good at making cinematic documentary style pieces if A, it's a company that really stands by what they say. You will find some people, certain companies, have messaging that doesn't line up with the reality of what they actually are, right? Yeah. And I found out the hard way that if we try and do our process with a company like that, it tends to not work out well because it uncovers that disconnect between the image that they are presenting and the brand that they are presenting versus the reality of what it's actually like to work there or what they're actually doing. So that's been a key one, is to try and identify clients that the people really love what they do. That's such a key component. I love passion.
Right.
If somebody is passionate, they could be passionate about like the most obscure thing. To me, I find it fascinating, and I think that's kind of at the core of what makes something really filmic. People getting excited, you just, as an audience member, feel that energy, and you're like, you just want to know more, you know?